First name A-M-Y, last name C-O-N-L-E-Y, date of birth 08-21-72, date of encounter 02-17-26, history of present illness, patient's a follow-up visit for her motor vehicle accident, states that her cervical cartilage is much better, she's not having the sharp shooting pain, so she's continuing physical therapy to continue stretch and strengthen those muscles, but she's also concerned with her right leg dysfunction, unable to put full weight on it whenever she's at a bending squat. No pain noted with it, just a weakness. States that she has mentioned it with physical therapy, but they were focusing on her neck, her cervicalgia from the injury or accident. No nausea, vomiting, no weakness in the arms noted. And patient's compliant with her physical therapy and home exercise. The next paragraph, medical history, dyslipidemia. Next, surgical history, non-contributory. Next is allergies, no known drug allergies. Next is social history, no report to ETOH or tobacco use. Next paragraph, physical exam. Patient's awake, alert, and oriented, times three. No acute distress noted. EENT exams and then normal limits. Neck is supple. Respiratory systems, breath sounds clear. Abdomen soft and non-tender. Cardiovascular systems, regular rate and rhythm. And skin is without rash or lesions. Next paragraph, diagnosis, right leg pain and cervicalgia. Plan, advise patient to continue with physical therapy. And we will... we'll reach out to physical therapy to ensure that they focus on the right leg dysfunction for her continued sessions, and she'll follow up when physical therapy is completed for plan of care adjustments. Patient discharge in stable condition, advise the follow-up as needed.